share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Students have a tendency to talk during classes, which is fair, especially if they're young children. Teachers should always be patient with how they handle students who talk during class. Unlike one teacher in China, who decided to pull his student's hair so hard, the student's scalp got separated from his skull. According to the South China Morning Post, the teacher was arrested after he had committed the horrific act as punishment for talking during class. The poor student, a 9-year-old boy, suffered severe internal bleeding and swelling from the insane punishment. Doctors who treated the boy had to use syringes to draw out over a liter of blood, as the bleeding from his injuries filled part of the boy's brain. The incident took place on the 5th of March, at the Xinhua Road Elementary School, where the boy and two of his classmates were talking during class. The teacher, known as Chong, punished them by dragging them by their hair to the front of the class. The poor boy was reported to have felt dizzy and nauseous the night of the incident and told his mother what had happened. "My son's hair is short. When the teacher pulled his hair for the first time, my boy stepped back. The teacher, perhaps thinking he was resisting, then pulled his hair again," she said. The boy's entire head was covered in swells by the 7th of March, leading him to the hospital where they discovered the internal bleeding. He underwent 3 weeks of treatment before he was discharged, though the poor boy still feels pain in his scalp. The teacher has since admitted to using physical violence and has footed the boy's medical bills. "He said he felt regret and guilt. He hoped we would forgive him, but I can't forgive him," the boy's mother said, adding that she felt that the school didn't take the incident seriously. The school said it was the teacher's individual behavior and it has no responsibility here. The school suspended him from teaching only about 20 days later. The student, on the other hand, has not attended classes since March as he fears going to school. "He is afraid of the teacher and fears going to school. I am thinking of transferring him to another school," she explained. "It's truly saddening to know that teachers can completely traumatize a young child when it is their job to make them feel safe at schools. Hence, we should make schools a safe place, not just in Malaysia where some teachers make rape jokes, but all over the world, where students might be enduring other traumatizing events caused by teachers. What do you think about this? Let us know in the comment section." Also read: Malaysian orphanage pleads public for donations, here's how you can help them. Source: SCMP Source, SCMP Source, SCMP. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.